Here's your QCCR news update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Nova Scotia government wants police to crack down on illegal cannabis sales. Justice Minister Scott Armstrong recently asked all police agencies in the province to step up their enforcement efforts. The Nova Scotia Liquor Corporation is the only legal retailer of recreational cannabis. A recent government review found at least 118 illegal outlets operating across Nova Scotia, compared with 51 NSLC cannabis stores. The province says it's concerned that because illegal sales are unregulated, they pose threats to public health. Provincial officials are also worried about the involvement of organized crime in the cannabis trade. RCMP charged 21 people with 50 offenses in February after raids on Mi'kmaq-owned cannabis businesses in Queens, Kings, Lunenburg, and Annapolis counties. Southwest Nova RCMP began the investigation in October 2024 and involved 13 dispensaries throughout southwestern Nova Scotia. Three people from Queens County were among those charged. Superintendent Jason Popick told QCCR at the time that organized crime is using Indigenous communities to undercut the legal cannabis market with unregulated product.
And they're really exploiting the Indigenous communities. They're trying to utilize the treaties to find a rational way for them to sell their drugs, and they're doing it through the different people who are running the different dispensaries. Organized crime will exploit any opportunity they have. They're making a lot of money. The dispensaries are the ones taking the risk, and the dispensaries owners of the people are being arrested.
In addition to asking police to step up their enforcement, the government is also asking radio stations across the province to turn down advertising from those dispensaries. In a letter to advertising sales managers, Armstrong said that even though promotion of cannabis is illegal, some non-NSLC operators are advertising on some media outlets. The Mi'kmaq Rights Association, which protested the RCMP action earlier this year, said that the province has no jurisdiction over Indigenous and treaty rights. They say the 1752 treaty gives them the right to sell cannabis. The group said the province is just upset that Mi'kmaq dispensaries are undercutting what they call the government's cannabis monopoly. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.